Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on the phone as we talk a little bit this morning about the 141st Annual Old Soldiers Reunion in Griswold, coming up this weekend, July 7th, 8th, and 9th. Landon Preston is with us this morning, and he's a Legion commander there in Griswold and helping to coordinate a lot of these events and activities coming up here this weekend. Landon, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Jim.
You betcha. Hey, let's talk a little bit about the activities here. This has been going on for 141 years. That's pretty impressive.
It's been quite a while.
I know you weren't around for the first one, but do you, with that much of history to this, do you feel a little bit of stress and pressure to make sure that you keep doing it bigger and better every year?
No, not so much. I guess I've been around this since I was a little kid. I remember helping my grandpa. He was also a Legion member. We would go around and set all kinds of stuff up for reunion. It's just kind of just what you do in July. It's always almost always the first weekend after the 4th of July weekend. So it's just kind of more of a habit.
Yeah. Well, it's an important event in Griswold.
It is. It is. It actually started after the Civil War. There was a couple of soldiers that wanted to get back together and kind of reunite and see each other again. So they set it up. It was actually out east of town, or west of town, I'm sorry, up on the hill. It's at the Amos Farm, where the Amos Farm is now. And they moved it to town, down to the city park, and then it's just kind of grown from there over 141 years.
You betcha. Yeah, it has. And it's become a fun event, something that folks look forward to every year. I want to talk a little bit about it. It's a multi-day event. So let's talk a little bit about Friday's activities. You've got things going on, it looks like, throughout the day and especially into the evening.
Mm-hmm. We do. We have quite a bit going on. It used to actually be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but now we kind of tried to condense it to these 3 days here to kind of make everything go better.
Probably a good thing if you did Thursday this year with the 4th of July being on a Tuesday. It kind of condenses things down pretty tight.
But it sure would.
Yeah, it would. Friday, tractor ride throughout the day. Do you get a lot of involvement in that?
I'm usually still setting up or doing stuff, but I have noticed it a couple times. They do usually have quite a few tractor riders, and it's kind of neat to see them.
Very good. Well, in the evening hours, I know you've got some fun stuff for folks. You've got a neon run for the kids and for the adults. You've got some water fights for the adults. East of Omaha is getting into the act with the band coming in that night, so you get a lot of support.
Oh, yeah. Yep. East of Omaha, they support what we're doing, and they usually have a pretty good show.
Yeah, very good. Well, we're going to move into Saturday because Saturday is just a packed day. You've got so many things going on. You're going to start the morning with a pancake breakfast and run us through the day. You've got a lot going on there. Do you want to talk about some of those key events?
Yeah, you get the pancake breakfast first at the fire station there. It's from 6 to 10. The antique tractor show is at the Rush Museum there, the International Museum, which if you've never seen, it's quite the site. It's definitely worth driving to come see it. They have all kinds of stuff in there. It's fun for everybody. Even my kids, a couple of them were teenagers the first time that they've seen it, and I really thought that they'd be bored or think it was stupid, and they loved it. So
well, yeah, a lot of time and effort and money was put into that over the years, and it shows
so much. Yep. And they're pretty proud of it, and as they should be.
Absolutely. Well, I know you've got just a wide variety of things, from a golf tournament to the historical museum. You've got, again, things for the kids. You've got all kinds of different activities and things going on throughout the day. Was it important for you to come up with a wide variety of things?
Actually, this year they just kind of started to pile on. Everybody kept saying, well, we're going to do this and we're going to do this. And we've ended up with quite a list of stuff to do all day Saturday, really.
Yeah, you really do. Well, I wanted to focus on something here, too. I see a pickleball event on there. Is that new this year?
I think it is. It looks like it says contact Fred Hildebrandt there. That's the old PE teacher from high school. I'm sure if he's got something to do with it, it'll definitely be fun and worthwhile.
All right. Getting in on all the trends these days. Very good. The Child Development Center there in Griswold is also a project that folks have been watching and participating and trying to get off the ground for quite some time now, over the last few days. I see there's going to be a tour and a chance for folks to ask a few questions.
Yep. I was just actually over by there today, and they were making a whole bunch of noise, so I'm sure they're still doing quite a job inside there, but it's definitely a great asset that we're going to have to our community here, and I'm glad that they're proud enough that they want to show it off at the Griswold reunion. So
yeah, you bet. Well, later on in the day, I see in the scheduling too is the National Guard will be on hand. They've got a rock climbing wall. I see there'll be a military weapons and equipment display. Considering it's the old soldiers' reunion, I guess that's kind of an important part of the day.
You bet. Yeah, we try to make as much of it about military stuff as possible. And that's one thing that Bill Backus, one of our members, has done a great job of getting these people to come. There's going to be all kinds of things going on at the community building. You won't run out of things to do if you're wandering around up there. They're going to have the show and shine car show too up there too. So if you have an antique car or truck or anything that's old motorized, we'd love to have you.
Do you get a wide area of folks coming in for that show?
This is the first time we've ever done it.
So
we're
okay. Well, we'll find out now, won't we? All right.
Yep.
Another one of those new opportunities there, too. Well, I see the Cass County Cattlemen will be providing some food. They'll have plenty of food opportunities throughout the day.
You bet.
And the Military Road March at 4 o'clock, that's been a tradition?
That has for the last few years. My friend and I started it, which is kind of a coincidence. When I was looking for the place where we could start it from, I was trying to think of, you know, older people, just trying to make it long enough that it was neat, but simple enough that people would actually want to do it, because it's usually really, really hot in the beginning of July. So we started out by the Boy Scout camp, or Wakanda, the Creighton Retreat Center now. It's on top of a hill out west of town, and we walked 2 miles down into town carrying the colors to the start of the parade, and then we turn around and the color guard carries the colors through the parade. The coincidence about all that was I learned probably 3 or 4 years after we started doing that we were about half a mile away from where the original soldiers reunion was held. So I thought that was kind of neat that I didn't know why I was drawn to that spot, but there must have been a reason. The road march is open to everybody. You know, if you want to just come show your support, or if there's a family member or something that you've had that was in the military and you want to come walk with us, you're more than welcome. And if you were in the military and your uniform still doesn't fit, that's okay. You can still come walk with us. So just, We like to meet at the school about 4 o'clock, and we'll be stepping off about 4:30.
Well, that leads us into the parade. It's an evening parade at 6 o'clock that night. You usually get pretty good participation, right?
Yep, we do.
Very good. And Reunion Reignited is the theme for this year's parade, and everyone is welcome to participate. Now, the Reunion Queen Contest, that's been a long-time thing.
Oh, yes, it has. I think it's probably so old, even my mom was a contestant.
Oh, ouch, that hurts. I won't tell your mom. There'll be a pedal pull. Again, east of Omaha, we'll have a band coming in that evening for fun. And, of course, if you're going to have something close to the 4th of July period, you got to have fireworks.
You bet. The telephone office, they usually donate most or all of the money to have the fireworks, and we're very grateful that they can do that. And it's always a good show.
You bet. And on Sunday, kind of finish off the weekend with church in the Griswold City Park there. It looks like, Preston, that you get a lot of support from a lot of businesses and community groups. I know the veterans and the Legion kind of lead the way on this, but you got to have a lot of friends chipping in, right?
Yes, sir, we do. And as long as I can remember, that's the way that it's always been. Everybody gets in on it. I mean, even Thursday around here, even though nothing's going on, I mean, you're going to see just floats everywhere around town. People are building stuff and getting ready, and it's quite a sight. So,
Well, with 141 years worth of experience, folks are pretty good at this, and they do expect it to be a good show during the course of that period of time, and they do want to participate and kind of show off a little bit to the area, because it's not just for folks in Griswold. You get good support from folks that come from far and wide, don't you?
Oh, yeah, you bet. And it's also a great time that we can show off our community. It is a unique town amongst the other towns that are around here. We're pretty self-sufficient, and we're lucky enough to have a lot of local supported stuff. Most of our main street is still filled with businesses that are supported by all our local people. So it is kind of fun to showcase that, and we're always working on our main street. There's a couple buildings here that they've received some grants from that they're fixing up. The old Kewin building is probably the neatest one, and it's really coming along nicely. So it's a sight to see. It really is fun to watch them restore all this old stuff.
You bet. Well, we're always proud of our backyards, and we always want to show them off. So this is an opportunity to do that here this weekend. That's the 141st annual Old Soldiers Reunion in Griswold, Friday evening, July 7th, and then all day Saturday, July 8th, and then they'll have the church service on July 9th. You can spend the weekend, you can spend a few hours, you can spend a day, spend whatever you want, just spend your money in Griswold here this weekend and enjoy. Landon Preston's been with us here this morning. He's the Legion Commander of Legion Post number 508 there in Griswold. And thank you so much for what you and all of the volunteers and supporters do. And again, thanks for your service.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you, Jim.